Okay, so what I intended to speak about tonight is masks on Shabbos, specifically regarding chutzah issues. And the best excuse I could find to talk about it to tie into the Sedra is the comment that the Medrash Rabbah has in Tanchuma, that the reason the pasuk says shor ochevet o'ez and not an egel is not to remind us of the egel masecha. That's a pretty poor excuse. But before we talk about that, I just wanted to spend a few minutes on a shaila that we got today at the Beis Din. Someone wanted to know whether he could perform Hataras Nedarim on Zoom. Apparently, he had taken some kind of neder not to pay his landlord the rent. And I guess he had charata over that, so it would probably be easy enough to find a Pesach and charata. But can you do Hataras Nedarim remotely? So that really breaks down into two questions. Number one, Hataras Nedarim, where the Beis Din is convened together as three in one place, and the person approaching the Beis Din is doing it remotely by telephone or by video conference. The second question is, does the Beis Din have to be in the same place? That seems pretty clearly to be a yes answer, but the bigger question is the first. So even though it wasn't the official topic, since I got a little excited about it today, when it came up, we'll just spend a few minutes discussing the parameters of that, and then we'll briefly talk about the announced topic of masks on Shabbos. I sent you out two separate series of Mar Mekomos on these two topics. We'll try to go through it together. But if you have it in front of you, I'll put it up on the screen. The Ran in Nedarim Ches Amud Beis raises what's essentially a machlokas rishonim as to whether lahalacha a person can be matir neder ayde shaliach. Can you send an agent on your behalf to a Beis Din for hataras nedarim? So the Ran notes that the Rambam's position is no. The Gemara there in the Nedarim Ches Amud Beis raises a question as to whether a husband can serve as a shaliach to do hataras nedarim on behalf of his wife. So the way the Ran presents it, the Rambam understands, the Rambam Shavuos Perek Vav Halacha Daled, that the Gemara's whole shaila was limited to a husband on behalf of his wife, but doesn't apply elsewhere. Says the Ran, according to the Rambam, Dafka Bibal hu di bailon mimnei shabal k'ishto. That's the context where the Gemara raises the principle of bal k'ishto. Aval adam achir pshitalan she'enu nasa shliach. Ditzach she'en no dir b'fnei ha'matirin. But for anyone else, the noder, the person coming, approaching the Beis Din, needs to be present. Hachi muchach miyushami perek na'amarasa, digarsina hasam, ma'alahat ra'idei turgaman. So the Gemara there wants to know whether you could have a translator. It says the Ran, the whole shaila is about a translator, but it's pashut that at least if you have a translator there, the supplicant is present, but he has someone speaking on his behalf. But if he's not going to be there at all, that's not going to work. And the only shaila the Gemara has is about a baal on behalf of his wife because of ishto kugufo. However, says the Ran, aval betosas pirsha behepach, v'yamar adarabba, gabi inish de alma pshitalan sheyachal aso shaliach. The Gemara had no shaila about anyone else. Anyone else who is pashid, you can make a shaliach. V'gabi baal dafka hudi baylan, v'shim d'chayshina, shemitoch shenidre ishto kashin alav, yosef midaito b'charata. We're concerned that because a husband has a certain level of compassion for his wife, he's going to embellish on the charata, and it's not going to be a sincere process, an honest process. And that's Maskan Gemara, that if the Beis Din is already gathered anyway, then you could do a Taras and Dharma on behalf of your wife, because we're not as concerned that you're going to embellish since the Beis Din is there anyway, but if you're going to convene it just for you, that's a problem. That's why if you do a Taras and Dharim on behalf of your wife, Erev Rosh Hashanah, to the extent that that's a standard on a Taras Nedarim. So if you tell the Beis Din ahead of time, I'm doing this on behalf of my wife, so they're already gathered for you, that's fine. But if, let's say, you forgot to say you're doing it on behalf of your wife, and then you want to reconvene just on behalf of your wife, so that could be a problem in light of this Gemara. And then the Ran quotes from the Rash that you can even do a Taras Nedarim b'chsav. You can send a letter to Beis Din. You don't have to appear in person. So that's a machlokas, let's call it the Rov Rishonim against the Rambam, whether you can do a Taras Nedarim ayde shaliach. There is a Tshuvas HaRivash, Simen Shin Ayin, who quotes this Rambam, and he says you should be choshish for the Rambam. The uvda de bas yiftach yochiach, the raya from the story of Yiftach, the isa brevacious rabba parshas chayisara, darmin and hasam velo hayasham pinchas sheyatulo nether. The Medrash tells us that the reason Yiftach ended up being stuck is that Evan was makbid on their covet. Pinchas didn't go to Yiftach. Yiftach didn't go to Pinchas. And that's why Yisro ended up, according to the Medrash's understanding, having to lose his daughter. So if you could have been Matir Nedra de Shaliach, so no one has to go to anyone. Yiftach could have gotten sent to Shaliach, and he wouldn't have to be worried about his Plisas HaKavet. So the Rivash thinks that's the right to the Rambam, that you cannot be Matir Nedra under normal circumstances, Ayde Shaliach. And the Rivash thinks that you have to be Choshesh for this Rambam. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? Yoredeya Simon Reish Kav Ches If Tesayin Reish Kav Ches Tesayin. The Mechaber writes, Sarach Hanodir Lava Lufnei Hamatirin Kishayatiru Lo Ve'eno Osa Shaliach Lishol Nidro. So the Mechaber paskins that you have to come in person. You can't make a Shaliach. Says the Tazir Sivkat and Ches. Ve'siosi B'shem Arash B'kasav that it's a machlokas rishonim, even if you're machmir not to do a shaliach, but you could send a letter. That you have to be machmir for the Rambah. So according to the Rivash, if the Raya was from Yiftach, then Yiftach could have sent a letter also. So the Rivash seems to assume that you can't even send a letter, but the Taz thinks that lahalacha, even if we're machmir not to do ayde shliach, you could send a letter. Says the Piskei Tshuva there, Sivkat and Yud, Ayin Beis Yosef de Rabu HaMatirin, that most Rishonim are actually Matir, the Rambam notwithstanding. The Piskei Tshuva says, V'shas HaTchak, there's what to be make about, even though in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam's Shita appears as the normative Shita, but the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Machronim, that V'shas HaTchak, there's what to be mekel about. What is the reason that you couldn't be matir neder ayde shliach? What's the concern? But that's not so clear from the Rishonim. The Karen Ora there in Nedarim and that Gemara isn't sure either. He says tzarich ledakdek minale hadein anodir osa shliach lecharatasa. How do we know that? Where does that come from? Imishim de dom de din. So if you're going to tell me, well, it's a regular Din Torah, you have to appear in person. That's not true. There are many details in a Torah Sedarim that indicate it's not a standard din. You can be a mat, you can have a bezin or krovim. You can be matir neder balayla. That's evidence in the next Mar Malkum here, the Rambam Shavuos Perek Vav Alachavav. So there are some trappings of din, of bezdin, but it's definitely not an across the board regular din Torah. So mehechatesi that you can't be matir neder ayde shliach just because it's a maisa bezdin. The imishim de lo mehemnina l'shliach al charetaso. And if you're going to say, well, we don't trust the shliach because maybe the shliach won't properly represent the charata of the matir, then we should be concerned by Baal as well. That if we're worried about the misrepresentation, then we should even more so be concerned about the misrepresentation potentially of the Baal. So the bottom line, the Karen Ora isn't so sure as to what the reason for the chisaron of Ayide Shaliach is. There's a tshuva in the tshuva Sheva Takahasi, Shammai going gross from Bnei Brak, Chela Dalit Simon Reish Lamites, who discusses this question: can you be Matir Neder Ayide Telephone? Again, the Nidon that he's talking about is you have a Bezin convened in the Bezin chambers or anywhere, and the person can't make it there to be Matir Neder, so he wants to be Matir Neder by phone. So he discusses this issue of Ataras Nedarim Ayide Shliach. And he acknowledges that it's not really so clear, as we just noted. He quotes his Karen Ora, what the reason for the chisaron would be. Lemaisa, as we said, not all details of a bezin for a Taras Nedarim model that of din. Then he quotes a different reason from Maariv Tzchias. Maariv Tzchias, in his commentary on the Gemara in the Nedarim, there in Daf Ches, says, no, nothing to do with din, nothing to do with misrepresenting. It's a technical problem in Shlichus, the principle of Nili Lamimson L'Shliach. If something is if the articulation is part of the process, so you cannot articulate on behalf of someone else, Nili Lamimson L'Shliach. So the Shevet HaKahasi thinks that if the issue is Nili, so you don't necessarily have that Chisaron by telephone, because there you're hearing directly from the Baal, from the Matur Neder, and you're cutting out the middleman. So even if you were to be Machmir, like the Rambam, like the Lechachil and Shulchan Aruch, not to be Matur Neder, Ayide Shliach, maybe Ayide telephone would be better. So he thinks for that reason, since anyway, Rov Rishonim are Matur Ayide Shliach, even though Shulchan Aruch are Machmir Lechachil for the Rambam. But here, if you're hearing it directly, maybe not all the reasons for being Machmir Ayide Shliach apply. This might be better. And he thinks that you can even do this Lechachila to have a Torah Sedarim Ayidei telephone. In the Sefer Kol Nidre, Rav Yitzchak Eliyahu Shtesman came out about 10 years ago, page Kuf Sadi Dalid, he quotes from Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv is matur in a Shas Chak situation. You had a Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael who was being matur Shumas and Maisos at a restaurant, at an establishment, and he needed to be Shoel on the Afrasha, and you have to do that in front of a Bezdin. He didn't have a Bezdin with him. So Rav Yashiv is matur to call a Bezdin on the phone and do the She'ela on the Afrasha, to backtrack on the Afrasha over the phone. So the Sefer Kol Nidre concludes that even if you're not going to endorse a Lechachila like the Shevet HaKahasi, but at least be the Evan in a Shas HaChak situation, there's what to rely about to be matur neder by phone. However, that all presupposes that the Bezdin is present in one room and it's only the person being Shoel from them who's on the phone. How do we know that the Bezdin needs to be in one room? So there's a tshuva of the Marasham, Chelek Beis Simen Reish Mem Hei, who addresses this question. I didn't find any Cholek. Tshuva of the Marasham, Chelek Beis Simen Reish Mem Hei, Nishalti B'din B'chor Shenofel B'mum, where you need a Bezdin. And he says the same thing is true by Ataris Nadarm. If you need a Bezdin, does the Bezdin have to be assembled in the same room? So he quotes the Yerushalmi and Brachos that Shtelsu between Zimun and the Bezdin. Just like Zimun has to be in the same room, the participants in Zimun have to at least see each other. That's the Sugi the Shmaisa for all the discussions now about the Porsche Minyanim or the like, and what creates a Tzirah. So a lot of that is based on Hilchos Zimun. Mirz Hashem, we should soon be at the point that we can discuss that Lamaisa here, if not better. So he says that that Yerushalmi seems to indicate that the Bezdin all has to be present, the three of them, the same place. He has a Raya from a Bezdin for Bittul Haget, that even if you hold Bittul Haget can be Alidei Shnayim, Machlokas of Nachman Rishayshes, but the two people have to be together because that constitutes a Bezdin. Sometimes you can have a Bezdin of two in that context. But anytime you have a Bezdin, the Bezdin has to be assembled together in person. So that's what the Marsham writes. I looked in the Sefer Kol Nidre. He quotes this Marsham, doesn't quote a Cholik. So that seems to be the bottom line of Psak, that the Shas HaTzak, there seems to be a what to rely on Behar Vacha to have the supplicant participate via telephone or Zoom or whatever, but the Bezdin would have to be present together. But that's not such a big deal because we are generally makel for Atar Sedarim. The preference is at least one of the people should know, be a someone of a mumchen Hilchos Nedarim on some level, but you could easily find someone who has two other adult males over the age of 13 in the house to put together an ad hoc Bezdin for Atar Sedarim, since Krovim are Kesheirim for Atar Sedarim anyway. Okay, so now for a shortened analysis of the stated topic for tonight. Masks on Shabbos, specifically the Hotzah, ramifications of wearing a mask on Shabbos in a place where there's no Erev, or no Shisa Rabin. So before that, I saw in a Kuntris, Kovetz Be'er HaTorah, number 35, Chelek Tes, written by, looks like, some anonymous Sephardi Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, who's at least I found on the internet, four lengthy kutresim on corona-related issues that he wrote. So he writes that he was asked by Rav Gamliel Rabinovich whether a person should have a special Shabbos mask. Because lo yehei malbushka shel Shabbos kemalbushka shel chol, that just as we're supposed to wear all, have to have Shabbos the clothing, that's different than our weekday clothing, Shabbos shoes, Shabbos everything. So maybe we should have a Shabbos mask as well. So he thinks that is appropriate, that as we'll see in a moment, if you're going to be mad, you're wearing a mask outside without an Erev on Shabbos, that presupposes that the mask has a din of a malbush. So once you're telling me it halachically has a din of a malbush, so lo yehei malbushka shel Shabbos kemalbushka shel chol. Okay. So what about wearing a mask on Shabbos without an Erev, where there is a public health, a personal health and a public health consideration? Personal health not to get infected, and public health not to infect anyone else.
Is that every malbush, yarmulkes, tzitzis, is that really the case, that we should have separate for everything, even if it's not nice?
Even if the Shabbos one isn't nice?
No, meaning like a mask obviously doesn't look nice. So like it's not, you know, you're trading one piece of junk with another. So
right. So I thought this was slightly humorous. I wasn't.
Right. You weren't taking it seriously. All right.
I mean, someone has a special Shabbos big mask, then call it kavod. I wasn't advocating that. They're just noting.
Okay.
Okay, so what about wearing a mask on Shabbos in a place where there's no Erev? So when I first thought about this, before I saw anyone talk about it in print, my muskal rishon was that this should be dependent on the various perushim that the Gemara has on a line of the Mishnah, Samach Vav, Daf Yomi, should get there in a couple of days. We're in the Perek, which is Nogea, our topic. The Mishnah on Samach Vav, one of the things listed that you can't wear outside on Shabbos is a two girsos, whether it's a luktamin or an anaktamin. And there's a machlogas amarayim, what that means. One of the opinions in the Gemara, in Samach Vav Mebeis, of Rava Barifuna, is that it's a parmi. What's a parmi? Rashi writes, hanaksheres al hapartsof lahavis habanim ketanim. It's something that you tie over your face to scare the little boys. To scare the little children. So if you look in the picture Mishnayos of Shabbos, they have this very memorable, scary picture of someone with this big, scary mask scaring away all the children. Okay, but that's some kind of a mask, which would be a Hotzah problem. The Rif there writes, Daflamen of a Beis Medapei Rif, slightly different, Dover Shenostin Alapeh, Shelo Yinatis Yemen Harwok. Not a scary mask, but a mask that you wear that you shouldn't spit on people when you're talking to them, which probably a good thing to avoid all the time. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Aleph Se'if Kaf, so the Mechaber there paskins all the Perushim, including the Mechaber writes, Shin Aleph Se'if Kaf, let's pull it up. Here we go. Ein Yonsin Banakdamin, the hook men khamor shows him all it's on him a hobby horse the nira karoche velav who knows of a holic baraglav velo beparmi hem kemin suas parts of shnos him all upon him half got a tinoka. So that shot of Rashi, that's some myth that you use to scare away the kids. The Mishnah Berurah there writes sifkat an ayin, because that's not considered derech malbush, that's not worn in a that's not considered a normal malbush, a normal beged. So I saw Rav Zilberstein in the Kuntres Vavei HaMudim, came out about a month ago. Maybe Dr. Lederich has more knowledge than I do about this. I don't believe that Rav Zilberstein writes all these himself. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think some of the literature there is from the people around him. But he quotes this in Shulchan Aruch of the Partsuf, of the mask, and then he says, even though that would seem to indicate that wearing a mask on Shabbos would be a problem with Hotzah, but there's another din in Shulchan Aruch that we can rely on. So he points to Simin Shin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, Mechaber writes, Lo yetze azav de kis she'osa latzila mizivaso, shalei tanifba. So azav cannot wear some kind of pocket to prevent the ziva from getting his clothing dirty. V'chein isha nida she'kasher is beged lefanea she'lo tilachlich v'dam nidasa atzur lasis bo. And lo yehe sin or asu kein malbush. Unless it's fashioned in such a way, unless this protective garment is fashioned in such a way that it looks like a malbush. Aval im kashrasa kedei she'lo yichav la adam v'lo tistar motor lasis bo. But if you're putting it on, not just you shouldn't get dirty, but to avoid tsar, then you're allowed to wear it. The Mishabur there comments in Sifkata Nun Aleph, Haina shelo yipal al basar v'yisyabe shaleha, v'nim sa mitzar. What's the tsar? That the dam is going to fall on her skin, it's going to dry, and it's going to be irritating. L'kach mutter, the kemen shekamanasa b'shvel tsar, afilin nitzal sa'idei zemitin of gan kederch malbushu, yishar malbushim kishahem sheim asuyim laganas agufa mutter. So if your primary concern is to avoid tsar, even if as a secondary effect it's also going to save you from tinuf, that's considered derech malbush, that's going to be mutter, just as other things that are magain, that protect the body. But he doesn't quote the other examples of the simen where something is lahagain, and that's what Rav Asher points out in his tshuva on the topic, printed in Simen Yud Gimel of the Madura Tinyana of his Chuvas Corona that came out about a week ago. So there Rav Asher points out there are two other halachas in the Siman where we find the machlokes achronim as to the parameters and whether if something is magen, if something comes to protect you, is that considered a derech malbush and therefore not a problem of hotzah. So the first din where this comes up is Siman Shin Aleph Sif Kaf Beis. So you're allowed to walk outside with a sponge over a wound because that has a medicinal benefit, a healing benefit. So that's like an ornament. If you use onion peel for the same person, fine. Aval. But you can tie a string over the wound. If you're just putting a string, that doesn't have any healing benefit. So that's a masli, not a malbush. But if you wrap something around the bandage to prevent the bandage from falling off, that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Zayin, if you're going to tie something over the makkah, even if it's not healing, it's preventing the makkah from getting further irritated. So Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gaon that if you're putting something on, even if it doesn't have a direct refuah benefit, but is going to prevent further damage or further irritation, it's going to protect the wound, that's also considered derech malbush. And then he references Sif Kaf Ches. In Sif Kaf Ches, the din over there is Mishi Yesh Lo Maka B'Pisas Raglo. Person has a wound under his foot. The kosher aleha matbeya lahagein shelo yinagit baraglo. And he ties a coin or something over the wound to protect it, that it shouldn't get wounded. The gam hu merape, and it also heals. Mutter latzespa. The Mishnah Berurah says from the Eliyahu Rabba that lahagein alone is sufficient. Even if it's not merape, even if it doesn't heal, as long as it protects from tsar, that's also mutter. So that. This Eliyahu Rabba, those Achronim that say that protecting from tsar alone is enough to consider something a malbush, in the Dirshin Mishnah Berurah quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who uses to be matir hearing aids on Shabbos. It's not merape, but it prevents tsar. And quotes other Achronim who say the same thing in the context of wearing glasses. So Rav Asher thinks that this is the real basis for being matir masks on Shabbos under the current circumstances, because it's magid, it protects the wearer from being infected. It protects other people from being infected from the wearer. And Rav Asher says, don't be worried that people are going to take it off if they meet a friend on the street to talk to them, because even then, you're probably going to keep it tied around your ears. You're not going to take it off fully. And since we're talking about a shasa sakana, and according to many, most poskim, there's no rishus around his manasa anyway, then it's mutter. But he still says, if you could avoid it, if it's not really necessary, then it would be better to avoid it. If you don't need it to walk outside, you just need it where you're going to end up. So have another mask where you're going to end up. But bottom line, he thinks that in principle, it is mutter.
But the postman talking about by glasses, right? If you're wearing glasses, most postman call it not a problem. But if you wear the string around you, it's also not a problem. But if you put it down, it is a problem. Why isn't that a concern that you will take it down to talk? And at that point, it's a masa.
So Rav Asher writes, you could disagree with the premise that most people, when they remove the mask, don't remove it fully. They just stick it down below their face and keep it around the ears. That's what he writes.
It might depend on the stage of the magefa, right?
It may. I personally, if I talk to someone, if I would take it down to talk to someone, if you're talking to someone, that's all the more reason to keep it on. So it's kind of, meaning you should be in the mindset that's when you need it, when you're walking.
It's a question of how close you are to the person, right?
Right. But when I'm wearing a mask and talk to someone who's on the other side of the street, I usually lower it, but don't take it off totally. So he assumes that's the normal, posture. I don't know. So I saw in a couple of kuntresim from Eretz Yisrael, there's a kuntres of Be'er HaTorah. So he quotes from some of the poskim from Rav Avner's Beis Din in Bnei Brak, Moshe Shel Klein, and Naftali Nussbaum, one of the big Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. So he quotes from them that even if we're going to assume, like the Mishabruas Kula, that if something is Lahagain, then that's considered a Malbush, but they distinguish between protecting yourself and protecting someone else. That if the purpose is to protect yourself, that you shouldn't get infected, then that's what the Mishabruas is talking about. That's Lahagain, that would be Mutter. But if you have a disease and you're wearing it to prevent someone else from being infected, so then that's protecting someone else. That's not what the post can mean by lahage. So I asked Rabbi Willig about that tonight. I wasn't sure if the premise is true, and I didn't have any rayas, and offhand, he didn't have a raya, that the premise is wrong, even though intuitively he thought so. But he also pointed out, and one of these other can trace him, the Iture Mordechai, or Mordechai Yaakov Meir, in Eretz Yisrael, he also says that the mitzvah is wrong, because even if you are infected, but you're also potentially protecting yourself because maybe you get reinfected. We're not exactly sure how reinfection works. So bottom line, it sounds like many poskim are nota that there's what to be makel about this as far as the hotzah implications of wearing a mask. The other thing I think it's important to realize that the other important reason to wear a mask in public is an Ava consideration now. If the norm outside is to wear a mask, and that's masks, and that's the CDC recommendation, so it doesn't look right that all these from people are going for walks on Shabbos afternoon without masks. Every Nachri on the street is wearing a mask, 90% of them wearing masks, and 90% of the front people are not wearing masks. That could create an Ava situation. Now, you're going to ask me, if the only consideration is Ava, is that enough to be Matur Malbush? that's not the topic of Rosh Hashir, and I don't think anyone's claiming that the only reason is Eva. But even if the other considerations didn't exist, I think we have to be concerned about the Eva issue as well. So we should all soon not have to wear masks anymore, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should send us Yeshuas, Refuas. We should all be cured. Bekarov. Okay. Have a great Shabbos.
Tell him.
Yeah, we'll say goodbye. Tell him.